This is Professor Christopher Tropia, and this is the audio that goes with King of the Mountain Sports versus Chrysler. If you go to the first slide, this is our introduction to the first claim under Section 43A, which is basically suit for unregistered mark owners. We'll find that the analysis is really not that much different than Section 32A. Basically, courts use the same types of factors that are there. So you can pursue claims under either, depending on whether I've got a registered mark or unregistered mark. And a lot of the case law under one applies to the case law under the other. The one thing about King of Mountain Sports versus Chrysler, and this goes to slide two, is we start to get some introduction to different types of likelihood of confusion claims. The two that we looked at earlier were likelihood of confusion as to source, right? So the idea being that in Kellogg versus Toucan Golf, the theory being that Kellogg was alleging that the Toucan Golf, people would see these golf balls or other golf equipment and they would think it's coming from the same source as the cereal. Obviously, probably not, right? In Experience Hendrix versus Electric Hendrix, the argument was from Hendrix's estate that when people saw the vodka, they thought it was coming from the same source as Experience Hendrix, right? They're more likely so. And when we say some source, it could be a licensed source. But essentially, the idea being is that we're actually licensing the product that's there. Now, in King of Mountain Sports versus Chrysler, we're going to expand a little bit here. And as opposed to confusion as to source, we're going to talk about confusion as to sponsorship. So this means that the underlying goods are not coming from the same source or same kind of licensed source, but that the goods are coming from one, that individual is also sponsoring the second, right? So if we frame this up in the context of King of Mountain Sports versus Chrysler, the argument from King of Mountain Sports is that King of Mountain Sports, which makes hunting gear, other types of clothing lines, sporting equipment, etc., and if you go to the actual website, actually, I don't know if you want to go to the website. I actually just went to it. We get to see a nice shot of some antlers behind an individual. And this is all in the pictures of animals that have been killed. So don't go to any of those. But essentially, King of Mountain Sports sells hunting type of equipment. And their argument is that when Jeep uses King of the Mountain for its downhill series, and this is downhill meaning skiing downhill series, and you can click on that one. I can promise you there'll be no pictures of any dead animals. We're talking about a downhill ski race that was sponsored by Jeep in the 2014 time period. Not 2014 time period, but starting in 2003. And the argument is that when someone sees King of the Mountain with Jeep, they'll think that King of the Mountain Sports is sponsoring that downhill series. And so that's why they're suing Chrysler. And so it's a confusion as to sponsorship between the two. And the theory here is that the reason we would even police that is that if individuals are confused as a sponsorship, the low quality, let's say, of the downhill series might affect what consumers think of King of the Mountain hunting equipment, etc. And so we get exposed here in the context of the Tenth Circuit as to how courts look at this confusion as to sponsorship type of claim. And the biggest differential we'll find, if we go to the third slide, is that there we might have a difference in similarity of goods and services, right? Because it's not necessarily that Chrysler is making a good or service that's similar to King of the Mountains. It's that they're sponsoring a good or service that might be similar to King of Mountain Sports. And so we can kind of go through the factors here. We're getting to see another variation on the factors, but the factors are essentially the same. And again, what we're looking for in the overarching thing is how similar are the marks and how similar are here, the goods of the mark holder and then the sponsored goods of the alleged infringer in this particular case. And so the court goes through the likelihood of confusion analysis here, looking at six factors as opposed to eight before, but the factors are fairly similar, right? So we first start off with similarity between the marks, again, sight, sound, and meaning. Also, the big thing that we talk about here in this case, and we can think about this also when the previous ones we looked at in the last virtual class, is we're looking at how the mark also might appear in context, right? What does it look like when we're out there? We're not doing a side-by-side comparison between the two, but we still want to think about the way the public actually interfaces with these marks, right? And so what King of the Mountain Sports argues is that when you use the King of the Mountain phrase for skiing, right? That's exactly the same phrase that they use to identify their goods and services. And here is where the court here talks about actual context, right? So we go up, we can see the font is different. The fact that King of the Mountain Downhill Series, King of the Mountain rarely appears by itself. It's always accompanied with Jeep, right? Or Downhill Series, etc. And the way that King of the Mountain is shown for the plaintiff is different. Again, I talked about font, but also the fact that you might have camouflaging, other marketing toward hunters, and clearly the Jeep use of the mark or of the phrase King of the Mountain is targeted to those who are skiing, who are like skiing. And so while when we think about these marks by themselves, they look the same, they sound the same, they have the same meaning, King of the Mountain, King of the Mountain. When we put them in context, this is where the court thinks that this actually weighs really heavily in favor of Jeep because how they're actually used out there in the marketplace. So there's less likelihood of confusion. Factor number two, intent of the alleged infringer. Here there is no intent at all, right? Didn't even know about the mark, didn't even know about this. And the fact that King of the Mountain is like a common phrase used in sports, right? So putting it in it, particularly in a downhill skiing race, so that's a mountain, downhill skiing, right? There's almost no intent here on the part of Chrysler. What about evidence of actual confusion? Really no evidence at all here. What about similarity of goods and services in the manner of marketing? So here you can see the 10th Circuit is actually collapsing two factors into one. If we looked at Chrysler's goods and King of the Mountain Sports, they are incredibly different. Although, you know, there might be some, my gut is that you can buy Jeep clothing, etc., comparable app, but they don't use King of the Mountain on that. Chrysler only uses King of the Mountain on this downhill series, which is very different, right, that sport, than hunting gear. And then the question becomes is, okay, well, do we think at least that the product being sponsored is the same? And like I just said, right, the court determines these to be very different, that the reasonable consumer would know that these are very different types of products and that they're not connected to each other. And the marketing channels aren't the same. Those that are looking for skiing aren't looking for hunting gear. And so we have that difference there as well. What about degree of purchaser care? In these likelihood of confusion based on sponsorship, we rarely are talking about degree of purchasing care because we're not concerned with this idea that one purchaser might be more likely to look at this closer than another because we're just looking at sponsorship. So this factor is usually not one that does much work when we're dealing with a likelihood of confusion as to sponsorship. And then finally, strength of the mark. Here, the court kind of agrees that the plaintiff's mark is fairly strong. King of the Mountain is maybe at best suggestive for underlying kind of hunter gear. I guess you kill enough animals, I am the king of the mountain. They've done a lot to push their mark in this specific marketplace. So this is probably one of the few things that pushes toward the plaintiff. But in the end, the court finds that there's not enough for those other factors to conclude that we've got likelihood of confusion as to sponsorship.